The God Ticket Wins. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Uh-oh. Democracy strikes again. A conservative Islamist is elected president of Egypt. He's Mohamed Morsi, an engineer educated in America at USC, but also a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. It's not clear how much power he's going to have, but in any case, this is a guy famous for calling Israelis vampires, and his group's stated goal is to create states ruled by Sharia law. The Brotherhood, remember, was also the inspiration for Al-Qaeda. And CBS's Charlie Daggett reports that he wants to strengthen ties with Iran.
There are reservations in Washington about having an Islamist leader in Egypt. That won't be helped by news this morning that Morsi said he wants to expand ties with Iran in order to create a strategic balance in the region.
So all this sounds terrible, but something to keep in mind. Anytime an ideological group wins an election, it's pretty much the end. Either they have to stick to their principles and tick off all the normal people, or compromise and tick off all the diehards. Back in 2006, another Islamist group, Hamas, won the election in Gaza, promising housing stipends, plenty of water for everybody, electricity, jobs. Well, Hamas leaders got the water. There were no housing stipends, and the electricity is on for maybe 6 hours a day. Today, the latest poll in Gaza shows 70% describing conditions as bad or very bad, and support for the government is around 24%. So go ahead and run on the God ticket. But unless God can keep the lights on, you won't be feeling the love for long. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.